This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
حميم. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. إن في السماوات والأرض لآيات للمؤمنين وفي خلقكم وما يبث من دابة آيات لقوم يوقنون واختلاف الليل والنهار وما أنزل الله من السماء من رزق فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وتصريف الرياح لآيات لقوم يعقلون تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق فبأي حديث بعد الله وآياته يؤمنون ويل لكل أفاك أثيم يسمع آيات الله تتلى عليه ثم يصر مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها فبشره بعذاب أليم وإذا علم من آياتنا شيئا اتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين من ورائهم جهنم ولا يغني عنهم ما كسبوا شيئا ولا ما اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء ولهم عذاب عظيم هذا هدى والذين كفروا بآيات ربهم لهم عذاب من رجز أليم الله الذي سخر لكم البحر لتجري الفلك فيه بأمره ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون وسخر لكم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض جميعا منه إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
قل لله الذين آمنوا يغفروا للذين لا يرجون أيام الله ليجزي قوما بما كانوا يفسقون من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون ولقد آتينا بني إسرائيل الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على العالمين وآتيناهم بينات من الأمر فما اختلفوا إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم إن ربك يقضي بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون ثم جعلناك على شريعة من الأمر فاتبعها ولا تتبع أهواء الذين لا يعلمون إنهم لن يغنوا عنك من الله شيئا وإن الظالمين بعضهم أولياء بعض والله ولي المتقين هذا بصائر للناس وهدى ورحمة لقوم يوقنون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Astaghfirullah.
La ilaha illa huwa.
La ilaha illa huwa.
Al-Hayyul Qayyum.
Al-Hayyul Qayyum.
Wa atubu ilayh.
Wa atubu ilayh.
Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Anta as-salam.
Anta as-salam.
Wa minka as-salam.
Wa minka as-salam.
Tabarakta.
Tabarakta.
Wa ta'alayta.
Wa ta'alayta.
Ya dhal jalali.
Ya dhal jalali.
Wal ikram.
Wal ikram.
Rabbana.
ربنا
تقبل منا
تقبل منا
إنك أنت السميع العليم
أنت السميع العليم
وتب علينا
وتب علينا
يا مولانا
يا مولانا
إنك
إنك
أنت التواب الرحيم
أنت التواب الرحيم
وصلى الله تعالى
وصلى الله تعالى
على خير خلقه
على خير خلقه
محمد
محمد
وعلى آله
وعلى آله
وصحبه
وصحبه
أجمعين
أجمعين
برحمتك
برحمتك
يا أرحم
يا أرحم
يا أرحم
الراحمين
الراحمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
together قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about...
Are we going to do Ayatul Kursi?
Oh yeah, we didn't do Ayatul Kursi. Good reminder.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm.
Mustafa again, la ta'khudhuhu, okay?
La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Okay. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Assalamu alaikum everybody. So yesterday we talked about Astaghfirullah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you remember from Astaghfirullah? Anything at all?
I remember.
Yeah.
What do you remember? I seek forgiveness and when we do it, we ask, when we do something good, we may have made a mistake through it.
Yeah.
We ask Allah to cover it, because a part of the meaning means to cover. So on the Day of Judgment, He can cover it up.
You remember anything?
Yeah, that's...
That's what you remembered?
Yeah.
What about it's... the one of the last things I said is, when you seek forgiveness, what does Allah give you? Do you remember it all?
He gives you...
Protection
throughout the day.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we're going to take that a little further. We say Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alladhi la ilaha illa huwa means I seek the forgiveness of Allah who no one should be worshipped except Him.
Mm-hmm.
So we add, I mean Allah already knows who He is, we already know who He is, mm-hmm. but we add that. Now when you add that, what that does in Old Arabic is it's like saying because.
Mm.
So I seek Allah's forgiveness because He's the one, He's the only one that should be worshipped, loved, and obeyed.
Mm.
So when we add that, it's as if we're saying there are other, you know, we shouldn't be embarrassed before anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
We should only be embarrassed before
Allah.
We don't have the need to, you know, humble ourselves to somebody else's rules unless they are already in submission to Allah's rules.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if a person is, that doesn't mean that you don't have to be good to anybody else or apologize to anybody else. That's not what that means. But what it means is when a person is unable to ask Allah for forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
then what does it matter that they don't ask, that they ask other people for forgiveness?
Mm-hmm.
Like all of that stuff is, it becomes irrelevant. Like mm-hmm. the first apology is due to Allah
yeah.
before anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the fact of the matter is, even when we apologize to somebody else, like if you were mean to somebody else
mm-hmm.
or if you hurt somebody else, whatever, right? If you apologize mm-hmm. to somebody else or you're sorry for something you did, it's already something Allah didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you're apologizing to somebody, you're actually... and it's real, then you're actually already first apologizing to Allah. Now, this is a really good rule.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you remember that, it saves you a lot of trouble in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how. Sometimes people want you to say sorry for something
mm-hmm.
that Allah has no problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you realize, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that should be worshipped. If I'm going to apologize, it'll be something that he says is wrong also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not just what somebody else said is wrong. Now, for example, you were cheating on a test. Ma'adallah, you would never cheat on a test. But let's just say someone you know, an evil cousin,
yeah.
cheating on a test. And they get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're apologizing. Or mm-hmm. they should apologize. Is that something Allah wants them to do also?
Yeah,
because cheating is wrong in our religion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So... in other words, you should feel guilty about things that Allah says you should feel guilty about.
Mm.
And you shouldn't feel guilty about things that Allah says you should not feel guilty about. Mm-hmm. Because people are very good at making you feel guilty about all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when this is gone, when Allah is gone from the equation, then the things you should be feeling guilty about and you should be apologizing for,
yeah,
you think they're no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the things you shouldn't be apologizing for, you start apologizing for, you start feeling bad about.
Mm-hmm.
So your conscience, or you know what your heart should feel or not feel, all of that becomes out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes imbalanced.
Yeah.
And so this reminder in the day, because you know throughout the day we're not just going to be by ourselves. We don't live each of us on an island by ourselves where we only have to deal with coconuts,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
We deal with people.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with family. We deal with friends. You know,
mm-hmm,
we have all kinds of exchanges with people. And when we have those exchanges, sometimes they do something wrong to us, or sometimes we do something wrong to them. Because nobody's perfect,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
So saying this in the morning is a reminder of how we're supposed to think about everything that's going to happen in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, well yeah, I did mess up. Astaghfirullah,
mm-hmm,
and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Astaghfirullah and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I do that because first and foremost, would Allah want me to do that? No, I disappointed Allah first. Yep, and then I disappointed you too, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But this helps, you know, save people from a lot of really bad choices in their life. Because
mm-hmm,
some people are so scared of disappointing a person,
mm-hmm,
but they're not scared of disappointing Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Or they become more scared of disappointing a person, even more than they are of disappointing Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the last one, the crazy one, is when people convince you that Allah wants you to feel bad.
Mm.
While that's a lie, Allah didn't want you to feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
You just got told the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why you have to educate yourself and know what is it that Allah wants you to do,
mm-hmm,
what is it that Allah doesn't, mm-hmm, want you to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. Allah wants to make your burden lighter.
Mm.
So when he teaches us these things, these are God, mm-hmm, they actually make our life better. They,
mm-hmm,
they make things lighter for us. So that's, mm-hmm, we've now talked about Astaghfirullah. Say it with me. I'm not the only one who knows it. Astaghfirullah.
Astaghfirullah.
Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. So now tomorrow we'll talk about Al-Hayyul Qayyum wa Atubu Ilayh. Right? So we'll talk about that last part.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Let's get ready for some.
You said we're going to read the Quran.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting things. Go grab the Mus'habs. We're going to read some Quran slowly. One ayah. So those of you that you take a second and grab a mushaf, grab a copy of the Quran, and let's open up.
Is that yours, or sir?
You can take that. You can get two.
I've never used this. I don't even know if that's it.
We'll open it and see if you're comfortable with it.
Yeah, I really forgot ours.
You be okay with this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do Surah. Let's just start with Baqarah. It'll be easier for you.
Alright.
Alright. Okay. Who's gonna start?
How do you start?
Alright. From the...
أعوذ بالله بسم الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
So here's what I want you to fix a little bit. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب ريب like you're like.
Oh, okay.
ريب
ريب yeah.
ريب yeah and the ba is smiley.
Okay.
ريب ba that ريب.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, go.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب لا لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. متقين.
Yeah, the ta should be smiley.
Yeah, متقين.
Excellent, متقين. Your turn, next ayah.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب.
الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة.
صلاة.
صلاة.
صا is almost like a whistle. Look. صا.
صا.
Yeah. صلاة.
صلاة.
No, don't say صلاة. صلاة. لا is like you're smiley again.
صلاة.
Yeah. صلاة. صا is bad mood. Lam is good mood.
Okay.
صلاة. Go ahead.
صلاة.
Yes.
صلاة.
Just stay on the meme a little longer. The meme likes attention. The meme. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ
وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ
The meme likes attention. Remember. You give Alif the attention. You give Mim the attention.
وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ
Now you give Alif no attention.
وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ
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 Close, very good. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ Okay, now we're done.
Okay.
Let's go, inshallah. Do your tasbih as we're getting ready. And we'll start in a couple of minutes. I'm so ready. And Islamic.
I need to stretch.
All right. We're going to start with rotations today.
Bismillah. Let's do it.
Hands on hips. Feet shoulder width apart. We're just going to rotate your head, neck. We'll go the opposite direction.
I do this anyway when students give dumb answers in class.
It's funny, Shadow's back with that feeling.
Oh my god.
Right.
Oh my god.
Arms out. I'm gonna go to the back, small circles. We'll go bigger. We'll go forward, small circles. We'll go big circles. Hands on hips. Rotate your hips to the left. Go back the other way. All right, we're gonna roll on the ankles. Do right leg first.
Stanky leg.
Huh?
A stanky leg. You know that dance?
No, I don't. But now you're gonna turn into a meme.
And then we're gonna switch it around the other way, other direction. Same foot, other direction.
Gonna get into habit.
We're still on the right foot.
Oh, we're still on the right foot. Oh, other direction.
Direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay attention. Yeah, stop talking to me. You messed me up.
Right, we're gonna go left foot. Let's roll it outwards. And we'll go in.
Stop. Judging me.
That's all they're thinking. Try. Is thank you. Like that. All right. We're going to start doing some of the dynamic stretches. We'll just go knees up. When we do this, make sure you're not leaning back. Try to lean forward just a little bit. Get the blood flowing. Focus in on the muscles. Don't just move the body. Take the body out.
Conor McGregor.
Next one. Just gonna reach down, touch those toes.
The saw tissue.
I'm coming for you.
Remember, eyes forward. That way nobody falls on their face. You let your head drop too much, all the blood just rushes to your head and you end up passing out. If it's too easy,
I'm gonna YouTube that today.
Put your hands on the floor and walk them back.
No, it's not too easy yet.
If it's too hard, open up your stance a little more. Oh. Then you can touch the floor. Might make you feel a little better.
You can do a split and then do it. Yeah. Just get this right.
So you're ribbing your knees.
What knees?
And relax. All right, we're gonna start jumping jacks.
All right.
1 minute. Thank you. Gotta keep it in place. Keep your core nice and tight. All right, go ahead and relax. Next thing we're gonna do, we'll do the wide stance squats. This time we're gonna go down, then arms up, down, up, down, up. Okay. Keep more of the pressure in the back side of your foot. There you go. See if we can go down a little further.
Okay.
Better. Move that weight back just a little bit more and it'll be perfect. There we go. If you're doing the squats at home, you want to be centered. You don't want your knees going past your toes. If you're going too far forward, put more of the weight in your heels and sit back into it. Keep those hands back here. And keep that weight back on the back side. There you go. There we go. Almost there. And relax. We're gonna get on the floor. We're gonna do crunches.
Yay.
You're gonna bring your legs up, bend your knees, cross your feet, interlock your fingers behind your head. Goal is bring those elbows up to the knees, go all the way back down, back up. And go ahead and begin. Keep those fingers interlocked behind your head the whole time. All the way up there, all the way up there. Ten more seconds. Come on, you got this. You got it. Keep your breathing. If you start holding your breath, it's gonna tighten up way faster.
Six.
And relax. The abdominals should feel wonderful right now.
They tickle.
They tickle? It's good. All right, we're gonna do push-up position. So, let's see if everybody can see. Do hands underneath your chest, body straight. What I would recommend is widening your stance with your feet. We're gonna bring one arm up. And then bring the other arm up. The goal is to do this without twisting, keeping yourself stable, core nice and tight. If it's too hard, Go down to your knees. Again, have your hands underneath your chest. And we'll do the same thing. There we go. Even if you're able to do it this way to start with and it becomes too hard, it's okay to go to your knees and keep building. Better to have proper form than to force out reps. All right, go ahead and relax.
Oh, core.
Now we're gonna knock out 10 push-ups. We'll go back to the push-up position. And we'll do the same thing, one arm after the other. Keep the body nice and straight. Good job. Slow it down a little bit, control it. Another exercise you really want to control your breathing with. If you feel like you're just flailing, trying to get the arms up quickly, just drop to your knees, it's okay. Lean forward a little bit more. There we go. Really contract your abdominals and then hold that arm up. Hold it for a couple seconds and then go to the next one.
I guess we're all pretty weak here.
It's not the easiest exercise in the world.
Yeah.
Only the second easiest.
All right, go ahead and relax. We're gonna go to our backs. Go knees up, arms here.
Oh, do it sideways so they can see. Yeah.
See, we can do it like this. You're going across the body.
Yeah.
It looks easy.
Yeah.
So if your left arm is up, the right knee should be coming up.
Oh, wait, no.
Go straighten out. This one will take a little bit more mind control.
Is this?
Yeah. So you're going to try to keep the arms and legs off the ground the whole time. Slow it down. Both your arms are up at the same time. Don't worry about touching them. So bring the arms back. Legs down.
Four.
Legs down. Let's bring this knee up. Don't worry about the arms yet. Just bring this leg up. And bring that arm straight up right here. Hold on.
Come back up.
Right here. This arm should be like this. This leg should be right here. Feel that? Remember, you don't have to touch it. Right there. Go slow. This exercise is meant to do slowly.
Okay.
The goal is to pay attention to your body and really be able to focus. You'll also be working your core in the process. Let's bring the hands back.
This?
All the way back.
Cornboard.
Bring these down right here. Bring this knee up. Don't worry about the arms yet.
Okay.
Right here. This one's down. There we go. Keep it down.
Okay.
Leg up. This arm will go up. Come on. Right here. So you don't have to actually touch it. So hold that position. You feel that?
Oh my gosh.
So then you'll go down and then you'll switch.
Okay.
And relax.
that hurt.
Yep.
This exercise will really work your core, and it'll teach you how to work across the body. Yeah. You got to learn a lot more control to be able to accomplish it properly. So do 9 push-ups. Slow it down. Nothing that we do needs to be very fast. Slow and controlled.
I feel like I have a six pack now. Like
that's good.
Time to get some donuts.
No donuts. Stay away from the sugars.
Yeah.
Unless it's fruit. Mm-hmm. You want to try that again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
All right, on your backs. Remember, keep it slow. Everything is slow and controlled.
Hi.
Legs down.
What's up?
Remember, your legs all the way down. You're just going to bring one knee up.
Oh, okay.
And the opposite arm up. There you go. Yes. Just try to keep that foot up a little higher.
Oh, okay. Like this?
Yeah, there you go. And then let that go all the way down. Keep this right here. There you go. Nice. This arm go all the way back. It's a lot harder than it looks.
Yes,
okay. And relax. Let's do 8 push-ups. Slow, controlled.
Feels harder.
I feel like everybody has somewhat of a need for speed, so we're going to do some fast-paced stuff.
Oh, no. No, that's not what we were doing.
We're going to do high knees. So stand up. This time, I'm not going to worry about the arm pumping too much. We're just going to go.
Lemon squeeze.
You ready?
Yeah.
And
what does that matter?
Begin.
Okay.
Always ready. Get those knees up. Get them up. Get them up. Get them up. Get them up. Get that heart rate up. There you go. Good job with the hands. Those knees up higher. Get them up. Get them up. Keep those knees up. Get those knees up higher. Keep that body forward a little bit.
Yeah.
2 seconds. 1, and relax. If you're at home, drink water. Water is your friend. So don't drink too much. Throw it up. Seven push-ups. How y'all feel?
Amazing. Good.
All right, we're gonna do high knees one more time. Quick pace. Ready?
Yeah.
And begin. Those knees up higher. Bring them up higher. Bring them up. Here, 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 here. There you go, there you go. Come on, get those knees up. Get them up, get them up, get them up. Trying to hit yourself in the chest. Get them up there.
I hit myself in the face.
Don't do that. A few more seconds.
Okay.
Come on.
Everybody's got this. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. 5 seconds. Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and relax.
This floor seems amazing right now.
6 push-ups. Do something real easy. I'm just gonna have you guys stand up. While we're doing this, catch your breath. Deep breaths in, deep breaths out. You're gonna twist. Hold your hands together. You're just gonna rotate at the hips. Just your upper body. Don't let your lower body twist at all.
That's how some people say salam and salat.
Don't let the lower half twist. Just the upper half. All right, get that upper half twist a little bit more. There we go. Focus on your breathing, focus on your obliques. Should be these muscles right here on the sides. And relax. Now we're gonna hit that favorite, a Superman pose. Feel that high energy today.
I was dreaming about that today. The Superman pose. We can't wait.
I'm dreaming about dreams.
The motivation is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, legs up, arms up. And we're going to do the rows. So pull them back and go forward. I'm going to let you guys do it at your own pace. I want you to hold that row for about 3 seconds and then let go and bring it out forward. Really focus on squeezing that upper back. Up, we're gonna go side to side. Let everybody see those super clean Baena Kids shirts.
Only at store.baena.com.
store.baena.com.
Yeah, if you want to get the super heat merch right now, you can at store.baena.com, because if you don't know, you should know. The Baena merch. Hottest merch on the game right now.
Okay, now you have to say that in English.
What?
Super heat? You think kids in Indonesia are going to understand super heat merch?
Super cool, awesome merch.
Jendice.
Jendice.
There you go.
Which is Texas Street for super heat merch.
Yeah. You'd be like the coolest kid on the block if you buy these shirts.
Coolest kid on the block, mountain, river, whatever you got going on.
Yeah.
And you'll help an amazing cause.
Yeah. By building this masjid.
How's those obliques feeling?
Amazing.
They're giving me special feelings.
It's good. I like special feelings.
Huh?
I'm trying to go to sleep after this.
All right, go ahead and relax. 6 push-ups. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's see. What was it?
Nah. Make it stop.
All right. We'll go ahead and sit on our butts.
Okay.
Left arm up.
It's
getting closer. A little bit closer.
Let's try just do this.
Like what we did to you on the basketball court, me and Evan?
Oh, man.
We got revenge.
Yeah.
We got revenge.
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Memory loss?
Yeah,
was that bad?
I played ball yesterday.
The day before?
The day before, yeah.
Yeah. So people were commenting, oh, he's not giving chutzpah today, look at him. And we played basketball right after this. It was 2-on-1.
If I try, you're not scoring. It's good.
There you go.
Switch over.
Well, I guess you haven't tried yet then.
I haven't.
That's what you
want to
read.
I want you to be happy. I want you to have a good day. I want you to feel special because you won a game.
I don't know if I can teach this guy how to dunk. He's going to talk too much mess to people.
Yeah. No, teach me first before you teach him. Thank you.
In my defense, he started it.
Well, it's funny you say your defense, because you didn't have any when you were playing basketball. You can start it, I'll finish it. Like we did the game.
Let's do it, bro.
Yep.
I want you to feel happy.
And the thing is, we played on
it. Oh, you made me feel real happy. Right.
Yeah, no, he was always talking about, get me on an indoor court.
Both hands up. There.
Yeah,
both feet.
It just feels less painful when you talk crunch.
Yeah, and he was talking about MS. He was like, whenever we played outside, he was like, meet me inside the court. All right,
bro.
On the inside.
Oh, he's gonna wreck me next time. Now there's revenge on his mind. Next time he asks me to go play basketball, I'll be like,
We need an actual referee too, bro. I tap your arm. Foul.
If I'm in the air and taking a layup, yeah. It's going to mess up my layup.
I talk about when you dribble it too. Like, check up. I mean,
only when you hug me.
I feel the animosity here.
Only when you hug me.
You won. We'll just rematch another day.
So we're going to bend this leg back.
Right or?
You guys can do it with your right leg.
Oh.
I think he's the only one that is good with his right and left.
I'm getting better.
The left leg back. We're going to try to lean back onto that elbow. Should feel a nice stretch.
Yeah.
Through your hip flexor and your quad.
Definitely here.
If you're extra flexible, you should be able to just lean all the way back and lay flush against the ground.
Ouch!
Oh, it hurts, I said?
Oh, yeah. But I could do it.
It's like a good day on
the side. Live stream the 1v1 so they see.
Okay, we'll live stream the 1v1. Okay, let's do it.
On Bayna, on YouTube or Facebook?
He's talking about the basketball.
Nah, we're saying live stream it so they see the weak fouls. Bada, you record too.
Okay. Hey, switch over. Man, he's feeling some kind of way about the basketball.
Oh, yeah. I gave him feelings, all right.
I
gave
him
feelings me every morning. Ouch. Oh, my God.
Head turn on you, son?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go further back. No pain, no gain, bro. Yeah.
There's a bit of tension on my left.
For the younger crowd, this should be fairly easy for you. For the older crowd, it might take a minute, but... this is what will help keep you moving in the long term.
Yeah, I feel like a bit of like tension on my left eye, but not too much.
I feel like our younger generation is becoming more and more stiff, but part of that is due to lack of exercise. The other aspect is all the fast food we have nowadays.
Yes.
If you didn't know, most of those fast foods and all these other unhealthy foods cause inflammation in the body.
Wow.
Which makes it much more difficult to move around.
Oh.
Stiffen up the hips, stiffens up the muscles, joints, all of it. So eating healthy plays a lot of different roles, more than just weight or muscle gain. So releases inflammation, makes a difference in your gut health.
You live longer.
Your gut health has a big part to play in your mental health. If you have bad gut health, your mental health can diminish and you become depressed, anxious. So it's really important to eat properly.
Oh my God!
Nope.
Oh.
Left arm across the body. You guys have any questions?
Is yogurt good for you, I guess? Like,
yogurt actually is good for you. I mean, there's different types of yogurt, obviously.
They're like Yoplait, like the...
I'm not sure on all the different brands, but I would say stuff like Go-Gurt might not necessarily be the greatest.
Not Go-Gurt, yeah.
It's got a lot more sugar in it. But regular plain yogurt is definitely good for you.
Okay.
Kefir is good for you.
Okay.
They have different things in there to help with your gut health.
Oh, okay.
Switch over. So you have good and healthy bacteria. You want the healthy bacteria in your stomach.
Yeah.
I feel like a healthy bacteria.
Some yogurt mixed with some flax seeds, chia seeds, some berries can be really good for you.
Ice cream is not good, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend too much ice cream.
He's being nice. He doesn't recommend any ice cream.
if it has man-made sugars in it, I wouldn't go with it.
Okay.
The only real sugar that you want will come from
fruits.
Look,
we have a lot of South Asian followers, they're gonna be like, oh, man made. No, my house, we have woman made sugar. So it's okay.
It's not natural sugar, I wouldn't touch it. And then that goes for, I wouldn't do a whole lot of cane sugar either for all the smart people out there.
Yeah, like, no, it's cane sugar.
It comes out of the ground.
So avoid sugar in general?
Not in general, because it. Getting sugar from fruits is beneficial to you.
Yeah. Unnatural sugars avoid at all costs.
And then on top of that, it's just going to make you tired. And once it wears off, you're going to crash. Bring this leg up, push that knee back, sit up, squeeze those abdominals, really stretch those hip flexors, or hip flexor. We gotta work on this heat.
Yeah, it's gonna happen tomorrow. Looks like I just turned it off.
It's perfect weather here, man.
Get out of here.
It's perfect weather.
Sleeping.
Yeah, like,
it's
not worked out.
Sorry,
like, into cold, like, super cold.
Yes, I'm cold-blooded, yes.
Even the water in the beer is cold. I prefer, like, room temperature.
Yeah, when I give a dose here in the summer,
uh-huh.
You guys are wearing jackets because I have it so cold in here.
Yeah.
So I have, like, cold.
I'll switch it over. It's really good to try to be somewhat close to what it is outside. Acclimate better, so you're not going in from hot to cold to hot. That's how people get sick.
Yeah. It was good weather yesterday, though.
Yeah, the change of weather just made Kimmy's this terrible sinus headache yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Same.
This was a really big drop in temperature yesterday.
It went up.
Yeah, or like down to up. We would rise in temperature.
From 29 to 73.
Yeah, it's like 50, or no, it's like 40 something.
Texas doesn't make it easy to acclimate.
Yeah. Texas weather.
So people are like, no, we have tropical weather all year, Ustad. Haha, we live on an island. Yeah, you feel better about yourself? You feel better about yourself? Okay.
They got good weather in Australia right now.
Yeah. Relax. That's it. You guys don't have any questions? Besides yogurt? That's a good question, though.
Is there something specific that's better to eat at night over the course of the night when we're sleeping? And so that it helps with digestion and just kind of absorption into the body? Or what's to, maybe something really to avoid at night?
I would definitely avoid, again, sugars. If you're going to get them in, definitely don't get them in at night.
Okay. Not even fruit then at night?
I wouldn't eat too much fruit at night, no, because maybe if you're getting a spike in sugar, your energy levels are going to increase some, and then you can't really sleep. I usually prefer to get the majority of my carbs in at night. That way it can process throughout the night. It makes you sleepy anyways. usually, I mean, the easiest way to put it is your carbs, pastas, rices, breads, whatever, would be more beneficial at nighttime than in the morning. And in the morning, your meats, eggs, fish, all of that kind of stuff is really good because then you're getting your protein in the morning. And then also things like yogurt, berries, oats, different types of seeds, those are all really good for the morning to give you that energy and help with that your digestive system.
You know what's crazy? I got the exact opposite advice once. Somebody told me, a trainer, in fact, told me that eat no carbs at night, because if you eat carbs at night, you're going to sleep and they're just going to turn into fat because you want to burn your carbs. So just eat them in the morning and only eat proteins at night.
You see, there's this thing called a digestive system. It takes a little while to work its way through there. And if you've been working out through the day, your body needs fuel. Your body recovers mostly while you're sleeping. So while you're sleeping, if those carbs are getting broken down over that 8-hour period, they're getting utilized to help build those muscles. Because the number one thing your body needs to build muscle is carbs.
That's the other misnomer. You know, the common thing to say is your body can only build muscle off of protein.
No.
Now cut the carbs, increase the proteins. Right? That's what you hear all the time.
I think that came from people that don't exercise, because if you don't exercise at all and you eat carbs, it will turn into fat because it's not going, not being utilized for anything. You should be exercising every day. If you're exercising, your body needs those carbs. And then on top of that, if you just cut carbs out completely, your brain function is not going to work well because your brain feeds off of carbs.
So it's a stupid idea, literally.
Yeah. Really, it's a cop-out for people that don't want to exercise.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you need to exercise. You need that better blood flow. You need to be able to function better.
That's awesome. I appreciate that education.
Is it also true you shouldn't eat 3 hours before you sleep? Or is that just fake?
I think that's kind of a long period. I would say an hour. It just depends. You don't want to... If you eat too much right before bed, then your body is more awake than it would be if you didn't. Because you're just trying to digest everything. So it does make it a little harder to sleep because of the fact that your body is still in full function. It's kind of like when you wake up in the morning and you drink a bunch of water.
Yeah.
Now you've restarted the digestive system and it makes your body start waking up. So it is beneficial to wait or to give yourself that period of time for your body to digest everything and then go to bed.
Last question. How much water should we drink every day?
This just depends on the person, but I would say, don't quote me on this, I need to look that up.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure an ounce for every half pound of your body weight.
Okay.
So I'm 220 pounds. I try to get 110 ounces to 120 ounces in every day.
That would be 100 kg for those of you in the, you know, backward system.
Yeah, it'd be 100 kilograms. So if you're going off of kilograms, you could pretty much just go 1 ounce. Well, I don't know.
I don't even know how that would work.
But it'd be an ounce of water per kilogram.
So like a pound of water.
1 ounce per, yeah, we have to convert ounces into milliliters or whatever it is. Yeah. Okay.
I'll let you guys do that math at home.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. See you guys tomorrow. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Stay active throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
I shall try as well.
I shall.
Oh yeah, plug the merch.
Alright, guys, if you don't know, you should know. Baina merch, right? Look at this. Look at the quality of this. Store.baina.com right now, guys. Like, it would just, like, you would be the cool kid on the street. Like, if you have, like, zero friends, right? Your status will go here now.
Act now,
guys. Love y'all. Stay safe. Stay at home. That's a good plug right there.